Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, December 7th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Interest rate worries led to a mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day up just 1.5 points at 33,598. The S&P 500 fell about 7 points, or about 0.2%, and the NASDAQ ended the day down 56 points, or about 0.5%. The U.S. economy is looking strong right now, but that had markets wavering, with investors worried that continued economic strength will spur the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. Among individual stocks, Campbell Soup rose 6% after the company boosted its outlook. The company said sales last quarter were up 15%. Shares of Apple fell 1.4% after we exclusively reported that it plans to significantly expand its data encryption practices. While that will keep its iCloud data more secure, it could create tension with law enforcement and government officials. Carvana shares fell 43%. We reported that the used car retailer has hired a financial advisor known for helping companies facing financial headwinds, and that creditors have banded together to protect themselves. Shares are down 98% so far this year. Also, shares of Brown-Forman fell 7.2%. The maker of Jack Daniels and other spirits missed its profit and revenue targets. But it expects sales to grow thanks to customer demand and easing supply chain constraints. And in energy markets, Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, fell 2.7% to $77.17 a barrel. The U.S. benchmark, West Texas crude, was down 3%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.